This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Extreme Media. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I don't mind coming here.
Owen Benjamin, one of the top comedians in the country, put into the Phantom Zones, joining us 15 minutes. Because I'm in a bad boy, I'm stealing 15 minutes of the hour. He was gracious enough to host. Go to your phone calls. Trucker Vet in FEMA Region 9. That means he's out on the West Coast. You're on the air. Thanks for holding, brother. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Great to talk to you. You talked a couple segments ago about engaging thinkers. I'd like to think of myself as a thinker. Maybe you can engage me in a little dialogue. Maybe we can come up with an idea or two that could be so revolutionary that it would be the final nails in the coffin. But I don't think I don't think we're anywhere close to that yet.
Because it's so simple. The globalists are multinational corporations who pay no tax, are diplomatically immune, above the law, telling us to all fight with each other and get rid of our nation states to loot our public treasury. So if we just renounce globalism and go back to nationalism and localism and cultural icons of success and get back to competition, we will win. I mean, it's all right there.
Okay, and on the subject that you brought up, what's another thing that we could renounce, and that would put everybody, that would put the common person, once the common person renounces this, then it's not just Alex Jones and...
Renounce the smartphones, renounce the GMO, tell me what to renounce. I'm ready.
Here we go. Not necessarily for you, you're on the front lines, but for everybody else that's had enough and that wants to say, you know what, I'm in this fight too, and this, we would even be challenging our president to say... Hey, by your own principles of the book that you wrote, The Art of the Deal, you don't pay contractors that break their contract. You stop paying them. And also, something else that you brought up probably a little over a week ago. Yes, the social contract has been broken. The social contract by the powers that be, they have broken their contract with us. Therefore, we have a right to say, you know what? You've broken that contract. I am no longer paying my federal income taxes. And I dare the president to President Trump to come in and protect people that are doing that because we are acting justly. Why should we pay?
Trucker Vet, you are infinity correct. I just can't give people advice in their own lives, and then they do it wrong or however, and then they get in big trouble because the mafia comes to break their legs, and it's my fault. But, yes, the social contract has been broken. Trump's trying to fix it. He's trying to set up a level playing field, bring back prosperity so we're not forced into welfare and bondage. And you're absolutely right that the system is out of control. The illegal aliens don't follow the social contract. The Democrats don't follow it. The EU doesn't follow it. They're all tax exempt. In fact, I said that before you even brought up your point, because it's all the truth of this. But
right.
So we're trying to get the social contract back. The third world has a broken social contract. Everybody knows it. Civilization is about a social contract. Limited government around main ideas that promote human empowerment.
Right. Okay. Right. So, therefore, the common person, if you want to get in this game, one way to do it is to stop paying your federal income taxes. And at the same time, we're kind of making it a little more dangerous for Trump. But say, hey, everybody that does this, you need to pardon them.
Sir, no, here, here's the problem. And then they have a white supremacist works for the Southern Poverty Law Center that does it and embarrasses Trump. Here's the issue. We have to say it's broken ourselves. Trump can't do it all. And we have to stand up. You made an incredibly good point here. And we have to realize that that's where this has gone and reach out to other people. But here's the problem. The globalists control the actuaries and the fiat currency and the banks. They don't even need the tax money, bro. That's all to siphon off the economy. They raise taxes to kill recoveries. So at the point of, I don't blame people that don't pay taxes if things are a fraud, as long as they're not pulling welfare. Do whatever you have to do.
it's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality. From InfoWarsStore.com.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder, another world, another time, slap the screen and wood until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Owen Benjamin, one of the top comedians in the country, a really smart guy, but beyond comedian, he knows how to decipher propaganda and brainwashing. He's coming up in 10 minutes. But right now, I held over because I promised I'd go to your calls. Let's rampage through them. Now, I can't give each caller 5 minutes now. I got to give each caller like a minute and a half. We're going to go to Derek, Jerome, John, Mega, Ken, Howard, Jim, Carlos, John, everybody right now. Let's go to Carlos in Canada. Carlos in Canada, thanks for joining InfoWars and NewsWars.com.
Thank you very much, Alex. What I have to tell you today will probably change the way you'll ever see the film again of the Kennedy assassination, that famous shot. That was taken by a man by the name of Abraham Zapruder. Abraham Zapruder's partner in the dressmaking business designer was a Madame Lagon, who was French intelligence, more likely.
No, I already know about the French intelligence shooter, yeah. The jackal, all of it, I believe me.
Yes. Well, her husband was George de Morinchild, also questionable intelligence.
White Russian.
In the oil business, who arranged for Oswald to be introduced to the community in Dallas, and who arranged for the job for him to
have. Believe me, I know all about the community in Dallas. I grew up there.
And Oswald got the job at the repository there. The Morinchild was associated in the oil business with George Herbert Walker Bush.
Who was in the CIA and was declassified in 1979 in hearings that he was involved running an operation.
And when he was called to testify the second time around in the late 60s, he contacted George Herbert Walker Bush for help. He subsequently shot himself and killed himself.
Of course he did. About to testify. Yeah, but then they had the church hearings later in the 70s, and it all came out.
Yes.
Let me tell you something. I'm not going to get into the details, but my grandmother, my mom's mom, dated LBJ's main hitman before she married my grandfather. She was such a dashing Army Air Corpsman to play for UT football. The rest of it stole her away, but she dated, I'm not going to get into it before that. The point is, it was all a big joke in Austin and Dallas. She was in Dallas, moved down here, about how they killed Kennedy. I mean, it was not a, it was like, we killed that son of a bitch, yeah. I mean, it wasn't even, I mean, around here, everybody just brags about it. I mean, we all know who the shooters are, everything around here.
Because when I watched the video, the movie, and I noticed that the movie was so steady, the handheld steady shot, I always suspected something. I then subsequently followed up because, you know, French agents were here in Quebec, in Canada, trying to get Quebec to separate. And it turns out that Madame Legault arranged for the video of Zapruder, which no one else had seen, for Charles de Gaulle to see. And he watched it on the day that Kennedy was shot. That day was his birthday, de Gaulle's birthday.
A little bit of message to de Gaulle, who kicked out the German EU plan and seized the nuclear weapons in a silent coup. It was a threat to de Gaulle.
Correct. And it was Charles de Gaulle that had told earlier, before the assassination, to President Nixon that he had a very good chance of becoming president of the United States. There's so much more, of course, you can get in, but I want to just remind you that it's heartbreaking because we in Canada love President Kennedy as well. We were kids. I was 12 years old. And only subsequently, when visiting his grave with my parents, a couple of years later, the grave was just on the ground with a torch lit. We were there, my parents and my brother, speaking Spanish, and very sad when a couple walked behind us and approached us. And very quietly, we looked over, and here was Captain Ahab. It was the actor Gregory Peck and his wife. And we were all quiet there at the grave. And it meant so much to us because of Kennedy and, of course, this famous actor. And his wife said, "Oh, you speak Spanish." And we just couldn't say much, yes, other than it was so sad. We walked away. You know, President Kennedy was a person who had every opportunity to do his job as president. And only cowards rely on assassination.
No, you're right. I wasn't finishing your story to sound smart. I wanted people to know it's not made up. It's actually well known. They had French intelligence. They had the military there. They had the Italian mafia, so they could blame any group they wanted to. But we know who was pulling the trigger, and it was E. Howard Hunt. He wasn't just a bench warmer. He was a famous super long shot guy from the pre-war, before World War II in China, and he was one of the guys that pulled the trigger along with some of the other boys there. Thank you, Carlos. We've got to move quick now. See, I said I won't give a caller 5 minutes. I just gave him 5 minutes. The caller was so good. John in Massachusetts, you're on the air. How's globalism all play out? Tell me.
It's great to be with you. You know, globalism is now dead, and they can't put the toothpaste back into the tube. You see people that are rising up, and really Donald Trump has been the big change in this whole thing. We have a guy that's fighting on our side. And, you know, it's just absolutely amazing. You see the people rising up in France chanting that they want Trump. There is far more support out there than the mainstream would ever let us know, and they cover it up. And, you know, just imagine.
Oh, yeah, we totally won the election. All the other elections were winning, and all the evidence is they stole it.
Oh, 100%. And you know what? We'll get those back, too, and the truth will come out. We have. The Department of Homeland Security is going to put out that.
I was about to say, we'll just indict all these Democrats. They're the ones started all this. We're going to finish it.
And, you know, just to leave you with a final thought and a message for the globalists, you know, one day every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And they can have their power on earth. They can work on their life extension technology to prevent themselves from going to hell. But at the end of the day, you know, Jesus has the final say. And they're going to pay for what they've done to the people on this planet. And, you know, that's going to be the real justice.
I agree, John. God bless you. I can tell you why the right wing in Texas was pissed. Kennedy did some things, made him mad. And he was going really fast on a lot of things that I agree with, like civil rights and all that. But then they thought the killing of Kennedy was to stop the New World Order, and it got worse. And that's why they're so pissed. And that's a little inside baseball. Because Texas is the reason the president's dead, to quote the Misfits. Let's talk to who's up next here. He's been holding the longest. Because Owen Benjamin's awesome. I want to cut into him, but I want to take your calls. I only said take 10 calls. He's like 20 here. Derek in Florida, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, God bless you, man. I was curious what your opinion was on HW's funeral being scheduled for Wednesday, December 5th, which is the same day that the Congressional Oversight Committee was scheduled to meet with Huber regarding his investigation into the Clinton Foundation.
I think it's interesting, and they got the stock market closed, but we'll see what happens. I mean, George H.W. Bush was a horrible globalist. I don't celebrate his death or anything. It's just that I do see it as a kind of an archetype of how globalism is in so much trouble. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I noticed, though, that they did postpone the hearing with Huber, and that was a little bit disappointing. I've been waiting patiently for a few weeks now to see that happen. So I also was, you know, kind of curious, do you think that once that hearing does take place, are they going to start releasing some of those findings into the public, or do you think they're going to continue to, you know, kind of keep this silent war behind, you know, public scrutiny?
Oh, the deep state thought it was invincible. It's committed all these unbelievable crimes. That's what they're fighting so hard, is to keep the National Security Act in place, keep it going forever so they can classify things out to infinity. Because if they ever get taught, they go down. And that's why D.C. is just full of all these cowardly lawyers who are just in this incredible sycophantic worship fest of these globalists. I mean, I've been in some of these meetings off record, not selling out, but just in meetings with people that wanted to meet. And this is the sycophantic way they all, like Purina, you know, the dog chow lady, Purina chow lady, like worshiping Cheney today. And it's just all sick. It is so satanic. It is such a joke. It's not about merit. God bless you. I appreciate your call. Okay, John of Wyoming and Jerome and Mega Titan and Ken and Jim. Turn this up real quick.
Texas is the reason.
Illinois ball, Florida ball. They all had hit teams, couldn't pull the trigger. Texas pulled the trigger. Let me tell you, a Texan pulled the trigger, along with a guy from Connecticut. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
All right. Well, John and Mega Titan and Ken and Jim, we're going to get to get on air. But Owen Benjamin, this happens with the magic of Skype, cannot get our audio. If we have to, next segment, I'll just over phone let him know he's on air. So I want to hear what he has to say and host because he's a sought after comedian, really smart guy. But John in Wyoming, I'm going from memory, but is this a guy that was at the 1980 convention who's been calling for like 20 years on the show? Only calls in when we talk about Ronald Reagan and George Herbert Walker Bush. Is this that John or another John? John, welcome to the airwaves.
Well, thank you, Alex. It's the John who told the anti-gunners at the Houston NRA convention, fill your hand, you SOB.
You're awesome. And we're going to – I'm always a year behind. We're getting you ready to be hosting a show soon. So we got your number. Get ready. I hadn't heard from you in 6 months. Good to have you here. What do you make of this George Herbert Walker Bush worship and all of it?
Well, here's the whole point. I knew that he was a scoundrel from way back because when I was living in Houston in 1968, he was my congressman from the 22nd Congressional District, and he voted for the Gun Control Act of 1968. Then 3 years later, when he was Nixon's UN ambassador, when they voted to illegally expel nationalist China from the Security Council and replaced them with communist China, he abstained. He allowed that vote to go through when he could have vetoed it. Also, when he was Reagan's vice president, remember Reagan, one good thing Reagan did is he built up the Navy to over 600 surface ships and submarines so America would be strong. And as soon as Bush became president, he started dismantling the Navy and scrapping hundreds of surface ships and submarines to weaken this country so we would be vulnerable. Also, while he was a CFR member, he was also on the board of directors of the CFR from 1977 to 1979.
And let's not forget, Reagan and Goldwater gave speeches against him directly.
Right. And what Goldwater wrote in his wonderful 1979 book, With No Apologies, page 126, for those of you who think the CFR is some innocuous group, Goldwater wrote, "The CFR is the American branch of the society which originated in England. Internationalist in viewpoint, the CFR, along with the Atlantic Union Movement and the Atlantic Council of the United States, believes national boundaries should be obliterated and one world rule established."
So, and again, that's Cecil Rhodes. And again, then, it's not like Kumbaya world government. It's a world government run by them. They're above the law. And so his death, the Clintons can't fill any stadiums, even 10%. This is all seen as a symbolic, really, death of the New World Order. What do you make of that, John?
I agree. And remember, for the 208 weeks that Bush was president, that's four full years, he made over 208 speeches mentioning the term New World Order over and over.
Which is the UN running our country, and then it's well known that he actually ran the Clintons and the CIA, that's what he classified, with Kordmeyer and a bunch of other people. And so what happened is...
He was also the only adult in Dallas, Texas on November 22nd, 1963, who could not remember what he was doing that day.
But it did turn out he was photographed there outside the book, the depository building, and that he was in the CIA. You know, they always said he wasn't in the CIA, but then he became the director of it out of nowhere in the 70s. So here's the bottom line. He was a horrible globalist who parlayed American power. His family were always social climbers, just like they were the head Nazi agents. I mean, these people were always the folks that we're trying to climb and get into power. And now the Clintons and Obama were all an extension of their stay-behind group in the CIA, and Trump is breaking that right now. And you can see how hard they're fighting. You can see how hard they're fighting because this is the, they're having their deep state is being broken.
They're going to try to assassinate President Trump. I feel it, and I think
I'm funny you said that. I had a dream last night that I went and saw Trump lying in state, like a deader than a doornail. And I hope that doesn't happen, but I'm telling you, it's an archetypal worry. I'm telling you, they know they can't beat him. They're going to try to kill him. I agree.
The same way with JFK, because JFK, before they murdered him, issued Executive Order 11110 on June 4th, 1963, which recalled these fraudulent Federal Reserve notes and replaced them with debt.
Oh, he said he'd do it. And let me bring this up. Anytime I feel sorry for myself with the lawsuits, the threats, the attacks, I think about how much more Trump's lost $2 billion, his whole family under attack. And I just think about what he's gone through for this country. And, you know, there is a God. I mean, literally, and I'm not trying to kiss Trump's butt. It's true. God gave us Donald Trump at this moment. And all these other nationalists are winning everywhere else. And they're stabbing them in the stomach and shooting at them and threatening them. This is a war for humanity, brother. This is real. Trump is real. He is real.
When you see all the Trump haters on the network news media praising and worshiping at the altar of George Herbert Walker Bush, you know that they're birds of a feather.
But I agree, but when we get persecuted for supporting Trump, it doesn't make it easier knowing what he's gone through? I mean, people think, everybody asks, how are you doing? How are you taking it? And I'm like, I've never been better. I mean, I'm doing what I'm supposed to. I'm in a war for my country, and I've got a president that I know is for real. This is what we ask God for this. This isn't a bad thing, is what I'm saying, John.
Well, I still think that sooner or later what the globalists are going to realize, I don't care how much money you have. Look at that idiot, Michael Bloomberg, who said 2 years ago when he dies, he knows he's going straight to heaven and he won't have any time for any interviews. Well, I have news for them. They'd better get used to extremely hot weather, because when Jesus judges these people, they're going straight to hell. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200.
No, I agree, but let's just get back to Trump. He has gone through living hell, and he only gets stronger at 72. I'm 45, and I can handle it, but my God, I mean, who could give it something? Like Reagan didn't have the stamina. I mean, and they all bitch and snipe and spin everything he does, but if you really sit back and look at Trump, he is a godsend.
He cares about the American people. Something these globalist lowlifes like the Bushes and the Clintons and the Obamas and the rest of
them. They think it's weak to care about people. They think it's weak to care about people.
Well, it isn't weak. It means that he has a good Christian heart and he is following God's commandments and he is doing what is best for America and for the American people, and the globalists be damned.
It means they stand for nothing but their own damn power. It's unbelievable. All right, God bless you, John. I appreciate your call. Did we get Owen Benjamin's Skype working? All right, we'll go to him via phone, because it'll be Skype audio, but he'll have phone. So I'll introduce him, bring him in when we come back. Wow. Look, it's true. I don't care about Hollywood. I don't care about being on red carpets. I don't care about, they tried to buy me off of all that. But some people say, oh, why are you supporting Trump? Just give up on Trump. I mean, I was even told, I'm not going to say that, I can't say this, but let's just say I've been threatened with them taking everything I've got. My children, everything. And at the end of the day, I told the system I'm not doing it. But the average person cannot deal with that level of oppression. And that's what we're dealing with here. So it's up to those of us that can, that are built for this, to do it. And that's what it comes down to. And once you're built for this, you realize it's like a joke. Built for this? Hell, what I'm not built for is rolling over on my belly and letting these wolves pull my guts out. Yeah, I'm built for survival.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of Mason iodide. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95, and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com. Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, Owen Benjamin, we really appreciate him hosting once a week for a full hour. Top comedian, one of the most banned people in the world, Owen Benjamin. Huge pianist. That doesn't mean pee-pee, it means piano. He's a 6'6", big linebacker-looking guy, or NFL lineman-looking guy. Plays the piano quite well, hugepianist.com. He's taking over right now. I'm going to ride shotgun because his Skype doesn't get audio from us, so that when he goes in and out of breaks, I'll be here. Just briefly, because I didn't plug last hour. I get so caught up in the news that we don't do this, we won't be here. You know George Soros openly has gone after our payment processors and taken 5 of 6. They're trying to shut down our shopping cart. As long as your order gets in, we'll get it out to you. We're selling everything out at sales 30, 40, 50% bigger than we ever done. We have store-wide free shipping. We have 50 to 75% off. That means the lowest sale. Everything's 50 to 75% off. 50 is the lowest. Everything's 50% off. Storable food, water filtration, air filtration. 50 to 75% off. And double Patriot points at a 5%, 10%. So 10 cents on every dollar towards your future purchase. And a free t-shirt. They printed 5,000 of this bad boy. It'll go in a couple days. We'll have the next shirt. And it's We Are All Alex Jones. Not my idea, but the news has all pointed that out. Even Ted Cruz did that. And it says, don't censor me with a Gadsden flag. You get that free in every order on top of it. So you want to trigger folks? There it is. Very nice soft black T-shirt with the Gadsden snake on it. InfoWarsStore.com. But don't battle the crowds. This is a pretty easy sell. Don't battle the crowds. Don't battle the traffic. Get supplements. Get videos. Get books. Get T-shirts. Get materials. And fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com. This is our biggest sale ever. And without you, we will not be here. But quite frankly, most of these are lost leaders. We're clearing out the warehouse, so please take action. Okay. And it's not his fault. Skype is crazy. It's a great technology, but you can never figure it out. Owen Benjamin of HugePianist.com, censored because he doesn't want five-year-olds to be taught how to suck golf balls through garden hoses. I believe there's two genders. He also believes 2 + 2 = 4. Another thought crime he committed, which I almost don't forgive him for. That one's really racist. But Owen, thank you for joining us, and tell us what you got coming up today.
Thanks for having me out. I'm going to discuss my namesake of my website, Huge Pianist. We're going to talk about music. I got a piano right here, and we're going to talk about the power of music and comedy and why it's so censored. I'm about to embark tomorrow on a tour, and we had to sell, I would sell tickets for the city, but not the location, because if I said the location, SJW, you know, just call, I don't know how many of them there are, but I did a tour like 7 months ago, and 7 out of 7 of the venues canceled on me because of complaints. So now we sell a city, and then I email the people where it is. It's almost like a
comedy speakeasy. And I started thinking about it, like, why is it music and comedy that's so,
Yeah, I'm going to turn myself down a little bit. Yeah, Skype is wacky, but I'm going to turn this down a little bit so you guys
can. No, that's fine. And then I'll tell you when we're going to break in like 7 minutes. Go ahead.
Oh, great. Awesome. When I first got into comedy and music, I had no idea the amount of, like, mind control it has over people. Like, I'm going to show you something. Like, right now I'm like a band comedian and I'm like not allowed in Hollywood and stuff, but if you could think who's the most leftist famous female movie star, I'll show you a clip right now of how it used to be. This was 3 years ago. This is Anne Hathaway and her opinion on me.
Hello? Here is a massive fan of Owen Benjamin now.
And the only reason I'm playing that is because I just want to show how music and comedy has a way of uniting.
I gotta turn this down. I'm gonna drive myself.
Now, I understand. You couldn't get Skype audio to us or you, and then you went with that. And when we all learn these tricks dealing with this, you might want to keep the phone maybe in front of you than doing it, and then just go audio phone only. But it doesn't matter. Cool. We're gonna work through these problems together.
We're gonna work through it. So anyway, what I was saying is, comedy and music have a way of uniting people, and as we see with like globalism, they really need us to not be united. And here's another clip of my now my buddy Tommy Robinson and the power, the political power of just a song. And I had no idea how powerful these things are, but watch this little video about the progress of what an honest song can do for somebody.
And a song you created. Here it is.
So we've all seen the process of the Tommy Robinson song, right? So we're riffing it. All right, so let's do it. Let's write the Tommy Robinson. I heard there was a secret chord. We all write it together. I do it on this thing. I heard there was a secret chord where journalists weren't allowed to report. But you don't really care for freedom, do you? And then I do it live, and everyone's like, oh, no way. Like, that became that. It goes like this without the fence. The gavel falls, and they cuff your wrists. It's not okay, but this is how they rule you. Right? And then Coddington did a cover.
It goes like this without the fence. Gavel falls, and they cuff your wrists. It's not okay.
And then Tommy Robinson and his his guys heard it, and then they contacted me to do a studio version so that they can sell it in the UK to get money for Tommy's wife. So that happened. That's now happening. So like when a soldier in freedom goes to jail and they have a wife and they have a mission, your role at that point is to keep their name being heard. And being preachy doesn't really work. That's why this song is so sweet. All right, so check out what Coddington made.
Kids look up to you for truth. Please don't say, baby, this is now how they rule you. How they rule you. How they rule you. How they rule you.
This is my thank you to Alan Benjamin in America.
And then when I saw that all these people were singing it in England, it dawned on me why art and why beauty and why just any semblance of good or quality is taken out of our life because it inspires people. And that's kind of like what we're facing right now. Because I was talking to my wife about this because she knows a lot about architecture and fashion, and she was saying the same thing would happen with architecture, and that like this intentional ugly building or an intentionally ugly outfit. And I was going to show you guys today, I don't know, probably in the next segment, how it works and how it happens.
Oh yeah, the leftist-run CIA admitted 40 years ago they began to put out ugly, dehumanizing architecture, sexualization of children. This is all done to show, like you did last week. Jenner, you know, is this ugly man, you know, this hit and run guy. And if this is the most beautiful woman on earth, you'll believe that a pile of crap is chocolate ice cream. So they're giving you a big pile of feces saying, no, it's Dutch chocolate ice cream. No, it's not.
I know. And if you don't eat the crap and think it's chocolate ice cream, you're a bigot, racist, homophobe, and you don't deserve to be on Twitter, YouTube, or Apple. And that's exactly it. The real art of modern art isn't the art. It's getting people to buy it for exorbitant amounts of money. It's almost like the mind control art where there is just a dot on a piece of paper and someone will pay millions of dollars for it. The real art is the art of war in that, where they can subvert people to the point where they don't even know what good looks like. And once they've broken the individual and once they've broken the thing to strive for, It's a subverted population, and at that point, anybody can take over. And that's why it's important to just fight against that and still make what is good. And I want to compare hip-hop and country music, too, like the different messages of these people and, like, how it all works.
Owen Benjamin, hugepianist.com, one of the most censored comedians in the world, will be with us live on the other side of this quick break. Whatever you do, share the live links at Infowars.com/show and tell folks at the local station you're listening to. Yes, telling the truth is a revolutionary act.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Of the information war, it's Alex Jones with Owen Benjamin.
Yeah, that's a hot track. The Heavy, that's a great band. How are you guys? I wanted to talk a little bit about Neil deGrasse Tyson's Me Too rape allegations. And I'm going to start by saying I have no idea if he's guilty or not because of a beautiful American tradition called due process. But he's the guy, he's one of the guys that said believe women and all this stuff. And the credibility of his accusation, his accusers is infinitely higher than Kavanaugh's. I mean, one was an undergrad black woman at a college who just has details about when, where, why, how they apparently he drugged her allegedly. And then another was a groping. That's not the point I'm trying to make. The point is whether or not he's guilty or innocent, it doesn't matter. I think that people should be held to their own rules that they inflict on other people, because in Rules for Radicals by Saul Alinsky, the way these people operate is make your enemy hold their own standard, but don't follow their standard. And that's BS. And my gut says he's probably a perv. I mean, Bill Nye is a total perv. Allegedly, but very, very validly allegedly. I don't know if that's even a word. But today I wanted to kind of look through some of Neil deGrasse Tyson's, just a couple of his tweets, and kind of assess what this guy's all about. because I think people kind of tell you what they're all about. Like, people will tell you who they are constantly, and it's our job just to kind of understand it. And it's interesting how leftist men, when they get a hard Me Too, like Neil deGrasse Tyson, it goes away really fast. This won't go anywhere. No one will care. And and he addressed it and apologized for making someone feel uncomfortable, even though he totally slandered the woman, saying that she's basically a nut job. After college, he started like getting into all this weird stuff. It's like, well, that could easily be explained by a rape. But so anyway, let's check out one of these tweets, and we'll just kind of go from there, and we'll assess this guy's character, what he stands for, and what that may, how that may affect women. All right. So I can't really read this. All right. So I don't know if you can zoom out a little bit on this one, but to wait in line. So basically this one says, this is Neil deGrasse Tyson, that he just had to wait in line to renew his passport that's allowing him to visit members of my own species across artificially conceived borders. All right. So that's a tweet that he sent. So this guy doesn't believe in borders or boundaries. So that would apply to how he feels about women. People that don't believe in boundaries, and they're not arbitrary lines in the sand. He makes it seem like they're artificially conceived. I don't even know what that means. That's bad. It's bad language skills there, Neil. Stick with the calculator, buddy. They're not random. People fought and died for those lines in the sand. Like the reason that there's a line in a certain part of the ground on a map is because of war treaties, because people fought for every single inch they could possibly get so they could govern their own lives and not live under tyranny. So when he says, I had to wait in line to renew a passport, allowing me to visit members of my own species across artificially conceived borders, what he's saying is he feels that waiting in a line is too much of an inconvenience for him, and there shouldn't be borders between countries. And the reason that there's so many rape allegations against leftist men is because people that don't believe in boundaries don't believe in boundaries. So if you think that, that's why we're going to see a rise in, I'm not going to make any predictions. Anyway, give me another, I'm going to show you guys another tweet. This one will reveal even more about old Neil Tyson. This one says, if there were ever species for whom sex hurt, it surely went extinct long ago. Okay, men, good men, can spot that type of behavior. What he's trying to do is say something that gets him laid at a party. It's very similar to a guy with a guitar, or he talks about whether or not this is all a dream, and the dream is real, and life isn't real. And then they're like, let's go into my room. When he's saying that, that if sex hurt anyone, that species will go extinct, he's obviously forgets about the cat. All cats procreate on violent rape, where there's even spikes. And, it's just, I don't even want to get into it. I know that this is a family show, so I don't want to, describe to you in graphic detail just how brutal some of the rapes are in the animal kingdom. So what he's trying to do here is try to set up this whole idea that he's like, hey, baby, listen, I'm Neil deGrasse Tyson. I have a hyphenated last name, which is a total red flag in men. But if sex hurt anybody, they would have went extinct long ago. Come on, man. He's basically setting up a rape defense. If there were ever species for whom sex hurt, it surely went extinct long ago. Tell that to cats. Tell that to cats, Neil. All right. Let's check out another one of this human. On this day long ago, a child was born who, by age 30, would transform the world. Happy birthday, Isaac Newton. December 25th, 1642. He tweeted that, of course, on Christmas. It's one thing to not be Christian or religious. You can, whatever you are, you are. It's another thing to have like a real cynical, you take cynical jabs. It really says a lot about somebody. And a little known fact, not little known if you read books, but Isaac Newton was a devout Christian. So what he's trying to say here is he's trying to establish a secular religion called leftism, globalism. And it's all based on nonsense. of all the miracles of Christ, nothing is less believable than the Big Bang. He's saying that all, okay. What is this quote? God is an all ever receding pocket of science. Ah, man, this guy's terrible. Look at that mustache. He's like a black Zorro. But, so the Big Bang says that all physical laws and properties existed instantly out of nothing, and that matter cannot be created or destroyed. It can merely be converted from energy to matter and matter to energy. And where did it all come from? Nothing. And it happened randomly out of nowhere. And we good? There's a great C.S. Lewis quote that he said something along the lines of, science says, give me one miracle and we'll explain everything. Science is based on a miracle. And the fact that they won't acknowledge the miracle makes it extra nefarious. I believe in God, but I know that I require faith to do that. And I say it's faith. It's faith. I have faith. That's why it's called faith. These people will not admit that they have faith. They say that they're rational, right? It's all provable and it's facts. Humans are machines. It's all material. We're just material, predetermined chemistry factories that are just playing out whatever the Big Bang wants us to. That's a guy who rapes. So when he's just taking a jab, and by the way, he wouldn't do that on Muhammad's birthday. It's only against Christianity. Why? Because Christianity sets people free. Christianity isn't a slave religion, unlike our brothers and sisters in the Middle East who are in slave religion. Islam is communism with a god. It's designed to just say nonsense over and over again and do things just to stay in line. And if Christianity doesn't punish Jews and Muslims differently than Christians in crimes. Do you know how revolutionary that is? How rare that is? Thou shalt, there's different laws for non-Muslims than there is for Muslims. And as a non-Muslim, I find that horrifying. There's a tax for non-Muslims. So the fact his reverence for Islam, he's never attacked Islam, and his disdain for Christianity is very telling, because people who like slaves, rape, because it's about control. Sexual predation is about control. Pedophilia, all of it. It's about control, control, control. It's about having power over somebody else. I went through a phase where I didn't believe that, where I thought that saying that rape is about power, not sex, was some weird argument, and I didn't quite understand it. And then the older I got, the more I realized, outside of different procreation strategies and horrific times of our history, it is about power. It's about being able to inflict your will on somebody else. I think we might have time for one last tweet here. Another tweet by old Neil deGrasse Tyson. Check this one out, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, we got to go on a break. When we come back, more good stuff, more fun. HugePianist.com, YouTube.com/OwenBenjaminComedy. Neil deGrasse Tyson allegedly is a full-blown rapist. Yeah.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered, with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone.